Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
Today's going to be a great podcast. We have an entrepreneur, which you know I love entrepreneurs, and that's the whole reason for this podcast. But I have a female entrepreneur that is really just has broken through in the food and beverage industry. She's a founder of Betterland Foods. She's a founder of Think Thin. She's a protein pioneer. I have Lizanne Falsetto with me here today. Lizanne, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. So what made you want to become an entrepreneur in the first place?
I think I was born an entrepreneur. I really do.
It's funny you say that because it's so funny. And is it like, it's people either jump right in, like I can't even finish it, and like I was born that way, or they give me this crazy drawn out story, but let me hear.
No, you know, I've always been a out of the box thinker, and I've tapped into my intuitive voice my whole life. I really look at the world as more of a landscape of innovation, and everything I do, I hope, is to bring value back to the creations that I'm bringing forth. And, you know, my parents used to always say to me, Lizanne, when you think about things, you think about them in such broad strokes. And I think entrepreneurship is driven from a determination and a spirit to forge your own path and to create through that path. And I think that's the way I was made up.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you. And everybody's reason is so differently. I love, you know, hearing the answer to that question. And even when people say like you did, I kind of knew early, there's kind of something unique about it that kind of creates that DNA. I mean, I always say some people find problems, entrepreneurs just solve them and then figure out how to make money doing it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there's this whole new trend where people call themselves an entrepreneur because it's the new label, right?
Oh, isn't that the truth? Oh my God, Lizanne, you have hit my button.
Yeah.
It is the sexiest word out there right now is an entrepreneur. And it's like, okay, no. And I'll hear people tell me, and I go, no, you're not an entrepreneur. You're a failed wannabe business owner, or you're whatever, or you started one business and you're holding on to it for dear life. I go, you're a business owner. You're not an entrepreneur. An entrepreneur is like an addict. We keep adding to the even if it's one company, we're adding divisions. We're growing it. We're never satisfied.
Yeah. We're always thinking outside the box. And when you're able to identify yourself as an entrepreneur, you'll see that your entire life, you know, will change because you see things and you develop things completely different than a normal business owner. And I also think that, you know, you believe in yourself and you never give up. And one of the things I've always said is I want to surround myself with the best. And if I don't know how to do something, I go to the best to teach me how. And that's a real entrepreneurial mind frame.
No question. We're attracted to genius. We're attracted to people that know things we don't know. And we want to surround ourselves with great people because I always say the most dangerous person is the person who thinks they know what they don't know.
Exactly. Get out of your own way. And when you're able to bring in the knowledge, say logistics, that was one of the things I had to teach myself when I started my brand 30 years ago. I didn't understand logistics and shipping and distribution. I brought in somebody, I threw him in my room for 3 days and I went to Harvard. Yeah. I said, this is Harvard. Give me 3 days of a deep dive. I learn quick, but I need to understand it. And it was, you know, the process of building my business of the unknown and then position somebody in that department that's smarter and better and very good at what they do in that position and build your business around that path. I think it's smart thinking.
Tell us about your companies, because I know the cheat sheet on this, but why don't you take my audience through these companies that you've built?
Well, Think Thin was built off of a desire to have food on the go. It was the first nutrition bar that was loaded with protein, gluten-free and sugar-free on the market.
And you know what's funny? I have to tell you this. I have your your lemon bar upstairs.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I have it. I have your lemon bar upstairs, the Think Thin brand.
Yeah. So Think Thin was my first baby. I had no idea I was starting a company when I started it. I started baking in my kitchen, pulling out, you know, the ingredients that I didn't want to consume and adding protein and taking out sugar, because I always say that sugar drives cancer. And also, if I'm going to have sugar, I'm going to save it for a glass of wine, and gluten-free. I was gluten. I had an allergy to gluten. And so I developed a product, took it to market and sold it to Glambia, who was one of the largest protein suppliers in the world. Took some time off, a couple years, and started helping female entrepreneurs through a program called the Holistic Success Method. I really love helping the female entrepreneurs grow their business through other female leaders, focused on that. And that's really my philanthropic arm. And then came into an opportunity to work with a protein that is based off of a precision fermentation process. Because I started in protein, found it very interesting, started researching the opportunities within this precision fermentation and the growth in the future of the planet. And as you know, we're in a situation now where population is growing and our food base is not, and the weather and the sustainable side of what we're adding to the planet, we're in a squeeze. And so I ended up really putting my heart and soul into Better Land Foods. It's betterlandfoods.com. And our mission is to build a better food future for people on the planet. And we're developing products in two categories, one being in candy. We're taking the traditional Snickers and Milky Way and Payday and Reese's, and we're pulling out the sugar and adding protein and making them vegan friendly, dark chocolate, fair trade. We're making food in categories that need to be blown up and disrupted that haven't been in over 70 years. Candy has not been re-energized in 70 years. Can you imagine? You're still
eating. Thinking about that. It's the same candy bars that I had in my Halloween Halloween thing, you know, which was a long time ago, was, you know, it was Snickers, it was Reese's, it was Three Musketeer, Milky Way, you know, right. Hershey's bars. But you're right. There has been, now that you say it, I cannot think of one new bar. They've made them in different sizes. They've combined the two. They've put it in ice cream.
They've added organic. Yeah. You know, they're using jingles that are there, but the ingredients are cheap. They're not good for you. With COVID and the pandemic, you think about obesity, diabetes, you think about allergens and how they affect us. And so what we're doing at Better Land Foods is we're coming into, of course, the candy aisle, which we just explained. It's called woobar.com. And we're launching the Milky Way and the Snickers knockoffs the end of August. So please take a look at woobar.com. And then we went into the dairy world because this beautiful protein works really well in liquid. And we're launching the first cow-free milk in the world through a protein and plant-based ingredients. And we have three SKUs there, whole, low-fat, and creamy. And we will be launching that in September.
Well, you got a busy few months ahead of you. But so this protein, it fascinates me because something tells me that you never went to college for chemistry.
No, I didn't. I didn't go to college, actually.
I love it.
Yeah, I didn't go to college. And to me, that means nothing anyways. I mean, college is great. I respect it. But to identify the brilliance in anybody to say that you have to go to college to have that is a bit of a misdemeanor. And it's also something that, you know, in my early days, people would say, you didn't go to college. I said, no, I didn't go to college. I traveled around the world and I learned about cultures and food. And it was my entrepreneurial spirit, you know?
And you can learn, you know what I mean? It's like you can obviously, you could spend a day talking about protein. I mean, it just, you could just tell that. And then how quickly, you know, like logistics, when you're passionate about a subject matter and or a business, you tend to learn what you need to get it going. And then, like you said, then you bring other people in, but that's just what entrepreneurs do. They don't, it's not like, oh my, I don't know this yet. No, I need to learn this. I don't know it now. I just need to learn this. So what does the future hold? And tell us about things that you're excited about and why we have you here. What can we promote for you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I would say that as consumers, be conscious of what you're buying and what you're putting into your cart. You know, food does drive health. And what we're doing at betterlandfoods.com, at woobar.com, and at betterlandmilk.com is we are really putting out the best foods for you, for your body, and for the planet. And I think there needs to be a food revolution. And Betterland Foods wants to lead that revolution in guiding not just our consumers, but also many, many, many brands that are coming out with products that we need to be more sustainable and we need to think through what we're doing. And so for us, you know, September is a big month. We're going to be a direct-to-consumer until the end of the year, and then we'll be moving into retail. And our goal is to educate people that, you know, precision fermentation is just like making beer. It is a protein that is sustainable for the planet, and it's really great for your health. Everybody needs protein. That's just the bottom line. It doesn't matter how old you are. And so how much protein you need, understanding where you're at with your protein to carb to fats, and really learning about your human health, hopefully will help guide you through that, through this process, and we'll deliver great tasting, no guilt products that, you know.
And that's how you build a business. You know, you find something that people need and you develop it. Let me ask you this. What's the one piece of advice that you would share with young entrepreneurs? That kind of that one thing that is your go-to move, or you found yourself constantly preaching it over the years.
I would say to believe in yourself. You know, I think what happens when you're up against the wall as an entrepreneur is that at times there's roadblocks that are thrown in front of you that cause you to kind of go, whoa, where do I go from here? And when you make concise decisions and you believe in yourself, you're able to stand in your power. And I think that's really important, is to never give up. I also believe, and we spoke about it earlier, surround yourself with the best. If you surround yourself with the best, you will be striving to be better and constantly learning, which I think is important. And also utilize mentors and business advisors. You know, reach out to people that can help give you nuggets of information, and take that information and throw it up against the wall and understand it and use it where needed. And I think the other thing is that there's one thing on this planet that we all have, and that's time. It's equal. So use your time wisely. And to me, building a business, innovation, creating new brands is all about timing. What is the right time? And so I would really pay attention to what is the time. And is it the right time to be moving into whatever direction you're doing, whether it's a new product innovation or it's just creating a brand new product in the marketplace? Understand the time and the trend of where it's at.
It's so too. There's so many, I read, you know, I'm always reading, and I'm reading books, so many ideas that were too early.
Yeah.
You know, the market was not ready for it. And it was an incredible idea. Like if you heard it now, you'd be like, well, that had to work, but it was 2 years too early. It was 5 years too early. And it's, you know, and because that timing is so critical, I have Lizanne Falsetto with me here today. She is the founder of Betterland Foods, Betterland Proteins. She's the creator of Think Thin. It's just so great to have you on the podcast today. How can my audience, you kind of laid it all out, but how can they connect with you and your companies?
So please feel free to reach out. Of course, Lizanne Falsetto on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn a lot. Instagram, woobar.com, betterlandmilk.com. Learn about the company at betterlandfoods.com. So we have three websites, but feel free to reach out. We have a great newsletter that you can join online, and that just gives you all the up-to-dates, where we're going, what we're doing, how we're going to make an impact on the planet. And again, you know, you can always DM me at Lizanne Falsetto on Instagram.
Thank you so much. Audience, do you realize what you just got over the last 14 minutes? A proven entrepreneur, a complete and utter disruptor in an industry, somebody who's already sold a company. And then she broke down with you her best piece of advice. You should listen to that again. Everybody on this show, when they, at the end of it, when they do that, they say to you, hey, listen, 20, 30 years, let me just give you a few things that I wish I would have known, or I'd like to give you this advice. I encourage you to start writing that stuff down. That's the whole reason why we have the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more sales, you need more leads, go to GetStartedMarketing.com. We'll have some great guests coming forward here in the next few weeks. Thank you again for listening.